Here's your midday brief for Monday, September 12th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks started the day up after all three major indexes closed Friday with gains of more than 2%. Investors are looking ahead to key data due tomorrow that's expected to show inflation continuing to slow, with consumer prices cooling further from a 40-year high in July. The report will inform Federal Reserve officials' decisions on further raising interest rates when they meet next week. Wells Fargo will pay about $145 million to resolve a federal investigation into how the bank funded its 401k program. The U.S. Labor Department alleged that the bank's retirement plan overpaid for Wells Fargo stock between 2013 and 2018. The bank neither admits to nor denies the allegations, saying it followed all applicable laws, but that resolving the investigation was in its best interest. Under the agreement, it'll pay almost $132 million to eligible 401k participants and a nearly $13.2 million penalty. And the UK's newly minted King Charles III addressed Parliament for the first time as monarch today. British lawmakers gathered in London's Westminster Hall to pay tribute to Queen Elizabeth II, who died last week. King Charles is next set to travel to Edinburgh, where the Queen is lying in state ahead of her funeral next week. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.